Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The grown-ups cannot accept this kind of behavior. I saw Stroman do his little slide to the left after he struck out Soto. We're accepting all kinds of behavior that we should not. And to me, it's cutting into the fabric of respect of our game, quite frankly. Whether you like that or not, if we have to advertise our game based on physical demonstrations after achievement, that's a bad way to promote our game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. There's some respect.
How about some respect.
Way to go.
Wow. You know what? This is an upgrade in our musical choices, though, because we began the morning quoting, and you were singing like Wayne Newton.
Oh, I don't believe.
You were mimicking Wayne Newton.
Don Cachet, oh my David, Don Cachet. I don't think that ever happened.
It did happen.
Don Cachet.
It did.
Darling, Don Cachet.
You.
Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Beautiful.
Well,
beautiful.
It was
stuff.
Beautiful.
Can I ask a question? Was that Wayne Newton? And how old was he then? Because he's 81. 82?
81. And he was there last night.
And he was there last night.
For the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
And they put on real show.
For him. That was quite
a
show.
And we heard from Joe Maddon, and we're going to get to that. A lot of people want to talk about it. Joe. Becoming a defender of gamesmanship, attacker of gamesmanship, defender of the game. And yet we have some breaking news here, Mr. Davis.
Yes, we do. It's actually very surprising breaking news. The PGA Tour has agreed to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf in a deal that would see the competitors squash pending litigation and move forward as a larger golf enterprise. That, according to CNBC, breaking news here on The Score.
The two entities signed an agreement that would combine the PGA Tour and LIV Golf's commercial businesses and rights into a new yet-to-be-named company. LIV Golf, of course, backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, an entity controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
And has been embroiled in antitrust lawsuits with the PGA Tour in the last year, and the deal announced Tuesday would end all pending litigation.
And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or BetQL.com. That's a stunner. That's a stunner, isn't it? You don't seem surprised.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought that the talk between the two entities shifted in the last tournament, and I also think if we know anything about the Saudi prince and the Saudi Arabians, it's that they've got an endless stream of oil/money, and if you can sue somebody like crazy, they're probably going to become partner with you rather than go through it. So I'm not saying that I saw it coming or anything like that, but
okay.
When Rory McIlroy suddenly was no longer bad-mouthing LIV Golf, I figured, oh.
Something's happening.
Something's going on.
There was something going on behind the scenes to lead up to this moment, which is, I think, a surprise to many of us this morning, LIV Golf and the PGA merging. Victory for sports washing? Would you call it that?
Yes. I'd say it's a huge win for sports watching. It works.
Dustin, you're a golf fan. Do you feel the same way?
Because I think it all went down the drain when first we had the split, and then the Masters actually let the LIV golfers back in. And then
the softening.
other yeah. championship. So then all of a sudden the LIV golfers had the best of both worlds.
Right.
They got paid an exorbitant amount of money to be on the LIV Tour, and they were allowed to compete for an unbelievable purse in all these majors, because the majors all jacked up the purses because they were afraid of other guys taking the guaranteed money from LIV Golf. It also got very ugly.
It did between the golfers.
The golfers.
And I think that's the part that was not really pleasant for anybody who's a golf fan. But I do wonder this.
And people involved in country clubs should behave like gentlemen.
They should behave like gentlemen.
Especially when you're wearing a collared shirt.
It's a gentleman's game.
And
let's face it.
If you're pitching, you should do the same.
Okay.
I'm tying in Joe Madden.
Well, we'll get to Joe Madden in a second. But I ask you this. Last question, then we'll get on to Joe and the Soto Shuffle. Do you feel like being affiliated with LIV Golf stains the PGA
yes.
Tour?
I need to know more about it, but the initial knee-jerk reaction is yes. I don't like that sports washing that we've talked about being involved in that.
I agree with that.
That's bad. You want to talk about like sponsor issues? So we had like sponsors pulled away from golfers because they were playing for LIV Golf now. So just companies, Adidas, Rolex, Under Armour, Nike, you name it. You know, anybody that was sponsoring certain big-name guys that had won majors and went to LIV Golf, all of a sudden, they were no longer sponsors. But wait a minute, now what?
Yeah, well, what's your take on what happened with Jamal Khashoggi, right? The Washington Post journalist murdered in Turkey.
And where are the events now going to go, right? Like, are there going to be less events here?
Well, I hope not. I hope that they're not padding the pockets, lining the pockets of the Saudis, and this
the problem
in that direction.
Is this gets us back to politics and sports,
it
right?
Does.
It drags the politics into it.
And 630 is the kind of text that I think that we're going to get more of today in terms of people reacting. I'm officially done with golf on the professional level. And the name, 847, name for the new PGA LIV Golf, BMT, Blood Money Tour.
Well, we got to know more about it. This is a breaking, developing.
Dustin, can I tell you my opinion of it?
Of course, I want
your sure we'll learn
it.
A lot more about it. This is a reaction to a lawsuit. This is the PGA. You want to talk about blinking? You're blinking because you're getting an antitrust suit shoved down your throat, and there's people that have more money than you and will sue you into submission, and yes, LIV Golf wins, period, end of story. That's just my initial take.
Well, I think that's the right take in terms of what compelled them to do this. I think there's two things. Yeah, you're right. That's the cause of all this. Litigation typically always is, isn't it? There's always got to be there's the legal reason behind it.
Yeah.
The reality is that it's very hard to stomach.
It's not good.
So let's talk baseball instead.
Yeah,
and
let's
talk. They're going to change the name potentially.
I know.
Like they're
going to.
Well,
I mean, wow.
What does LIV stand for?
LIV.
I understand, but why is it LIV?
It's a good question. I don't know that because I vowed to ignore as much as I possibly could everything that happened with the LIV Golf Tour. I just did not pay attention to it. I didn't care where they were televising their events. I didn't care who was involved.
Here we go. You ready for it?
Yes.
Forgotten it.
It's the Roman numeral 54. The outlet explains that each LIV Golfer tournament will have 54 holes, 18 fewer than a typical PGA event.
Okay.
Imagine that. Like, imagine if that is part of this.
Yeah, we don't know
what it is.
These
become 3-day events.
Can't do that.
Get the Thursday out of it.
That's like changing the baseball season to 140 games. That's like changing the football season back to 14. You can't do that, I don't think. Can you? It's golf.
Well, I didn't think you could do this.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. We got a lot of people want to check in. We'll start with Bob. Bob's in Waukegan. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Boy.
Love the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh.
It's actually Bobby. I'm not old enough to be a Bob yet.
Thanks, Bobby.
I just wanted to call about Joe Madden because it is really weird. I'm with you guys and everybody else. You know, he was never that kind of guy, never that kind of coach. I remember he even made the young players, like, dress up in costumes one time on the bus just to, you know, shake the nerves and let them know it's just a game. Don't take it so serious. Let's have fun. So my question is, could this be related to the last conversation he had when he was on the show and saying that nobody's reached out? He's kind of surprised that nobody's really reached out. I mean, are people looking back at his time with the Cubs and seeing the mistakes and certain things that he did And is this a way for him to try and say that he's changed a little bit, or can change if need be, so that teams can start reaching out to him?
Bobby, I appreciate the phone call. Good question, but I would think no. I think that when you look at Joe Maddon, and I'm looking at a story here from 2017. It was a question about Javi Baez's home run celebration and Joe talking about the idea of these self-celebrations. And he said, I've always liked the idea that when someone does something very well, he's going to act like he's done it before, and he's going to do it again. He references Penn State football from back in the day.
Right.
And he says, I don't think it matters. I don't know if it matters to, like, the player himself, the fans watching, somebody on social media. I don't know where the demonstrative reaction really matters. I know some people take offense to it. All I know is when I'm getting my butt kicked, I feel it's my fault. For me, would I prefer it? No, I'd prefer not. I don't get it. But just because I don't get it doesn't mean it's wrongful to do it. So I think he's always had an issue with those kind of demonstrations, maybe. And maybe he's drawing a line and splitting a hair between having fun with dressing up and bringing in mimes and magicians and the showing up an opponent type of thing that he considers Marcus Stroman's Soto shuffle. I don't see that big of a difference or big of a problem, but I understand this does seem like it is consistent with the way Joe's looking at things. It's just a different latest example of it. So I don't necessarily want to pile on Joe Maddon because I have a ton of respect for him. I don't agree with him that the Marcus Stroman Soto shuffle crossed a line because he does have a relationship with or a respect for Juan Soto.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why this one rubbed Joe the wrong way. I don't know why he chose. I think that if you listen to the entire interview, he was asked a question about Ozuna not hustling, getting benched for not hustling, and his response was to go after the Stroh show for doing the sidestep.
And I think we have Marcus Stroman talking about why he did the sidestep and did the little Soto shuffle.
Was that your tribute to the Soto shuffle?
yeah. I mean, Soto's incredible, man. Everyone sees how I've talked about Soto on social media before. I think he's going to go down as one of the best players to ever play this game. He's an incredibly tough at-bat. He really doesn't swing at anything outside the zone, so it's always a game. You know what I mean? And that first inning, he was kind of nodding at me after the walk, so I just put it in my back pocket just in case I punched him out later in the game and I just so happened to, but that's not easy to do. And I'm not going to sit here and say anything because I know he's going to get me at some point too. So just some gamesmanship. He's awesome to play against because he, like I said, he's one of the greats. I truly believe that. So it's a chess match pitching against him because you need to go in the zone. He's not going to expand. He's not going to go outside the zone. So I love that AB against him.
So you were right when you said it was a homage to Juan Soto, right?
Did you think I was wrong?
No, I just like think I thought you wanted to say homage because you like to say that.
I love saying that word.
But I think that's probably his way of kind of a tip of the cap, except for he was doing a shuffle instead.
Mike is in Geneva. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was thinking about it, and there's got to be a way to connect the dots with Joe. I always thought of him as like the MLB version of Phil Jackson. You know, Phil would let Rodman be Rodman and, you know, the books and everybody's got a, you know, very individual. But like Joe is in favor of payback. Joe is in favor of self-expression, but Joe is against mockery and showing up opponents. So, I mean, is that inconsistent or can you weave your way to like, yeah, that makes sense, you know?
Mike, it's a fair question. I think it's a tough needle to thread, but I do think that it's what he's trying to do. He does believe in the free expression and having fun and all the things that we saw during his Cubs tenure. But I think that he believes in his heart of hearts, he's old-fashioned, and he thinks that, you know, you should act like you've done it before.
Yeah,
Can't you do both?
I think that's a very good way of putting it. I mean, he is threading a needle. But in his mind, there is a needle to thread, that there is room to get that thread through the needle. He does believe that two things can be the same, that you can have fun, you can celebrate, you can enjoy yourself without showing someone up. And if you're acknowledging, as we heard from Marcus Stroman, he's acknowledging that, yeah, I put that one in my hip pocket And I, he gave me the look after he walked. So I gave him the shuffle. It was gamesmanship. He admits that's what he was doing. And Joe doesn't like that you're celebrating your achievement at the expense of someone else, even if it's just an innocent enough moment.
I'll admit that my reaction to Marcus Stroman doing that was probably affected by what he said about doing that.
Yes, exactly.
So I looked at it differently than somebody like Amir Garrett or somebody who might be showing up the Cubs or the Sox or whoever. And I think that when you have that kind of context, it's easier to accept somebody going out of their way to make a move like that. When he was celebrating against the Mets, it was his former team. You understand certain things.
He deflated the issue. And by that, I mean he took the air out of the issue by acknowledging what he was doing, and somehow that meant that he wasn't showing the guy up.
Yeah. I think that's
true. Even though if you looked at it separately, you could say, look at him showing that guy up.
You could say that. I guess I also admit a little bias here because
– You like him.
Well, I like him, and I also don't want to pick on Joe Maddon for threading that needle, as we're saying, because I do understand where he's coming from, maybe because I like him, maybe because we know him, but I do think I get it. He's essentially saying that you can have fun and all the other things that he did to relieve the pressure – so the teams, you know, were able to enjoy themselves.
I think that's different than what he's talking about. Honestly, God, I think the best thing out of all of it is that Zach thought he had injured himself. That was absolutely hilarious. Like in real time.
Well, he did hesitate.
But when you go back and look at it, it's obvious he's doing the Juan Soto, right? You know that. But if you're actually watching the game and you're not thinking that's what he had in mind, it did look like he stepped funny and he turned. Like I think it's just a really funny kind of reality that he was doing this little homage and Zach thought he was kind of, you know,
limping.
Yes. Oh no.
Oh no, I pulled
What's
a hammy.
What happened there? Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Because if you remember the last time out, I think Stroman, when he covered first in the ninth inning of his complete game shutout, he did sort of look like he had that was no shuffle. That was just a guy who was making sure that he landed correctly. So I could see why you would fear in any athlete an injury when he starts to act and walk as deliberately as he did.
But perhaps it is not insane to think that Joe is not kind of speaking from both sides of the mouth, right? I mean, perhaps there isn't this dichotomy that you think of when you think about Joe and his teams having fun and Joe being the old-time baseball guy that's willing to get into – he's not going to start a beanball war, but he's willing to go through one. And then him saying, don't show a guy
Well, my
up.
Guess is that you're exactly right, but if Joe Maddon were the manager of Marcus Stroman, he would defend Marcus Stroman's right to express himself, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because that's part of his job.
Probably.
And part of your job as a manager of 26 guys is to keep them as loose as possible. So if that means bringing in a magician or dressing up for a road trip or bringing in a mime to relieve the pressure, he's going to do whatever he thinks it is his job to do. And right now, as an analyst, his job is to be honest. And so he was in saying that, you know what, that's not for me. Act like you've been there before. I get it. It is tough. It is. You do risk talking out of both sides of your mouth, but he does it pretty well.
Right. No, I mean, I like that. I like that translation. I like the Joe decoder that we got from a caller. It's interesting.
Is it interesting?
Both things can be true.
So do you think people are upset about the LIV Golf and PGA Tour merger?
Well, let's ask. Are you upset about the LIV Golf and PGA Tour merger? What is your takeaway from this? Are you curious to see how it changes? Where what Trump golf course will now be hosting the U.S. Open, right? Isn't that one of the things that could come of this?
Could happen.
I don't know.
Conceivably.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 6-7 The Score. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. And yes, indeed, the fine folks at the PGA and those with LIV Golf have reached a resolution. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf, the new league that was founded by Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, they're merging, and it was announced today, and that ends their bitter rivalry.
It does. For now, I think that, as you pointed out in the last segment, there's some legal ramifications here, and this is because of a lawsuit, and this is the equivalent of perhaps a settlement. And the last story before this breaking news was that the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had denied the tour's motion to dismiss an appeal filed by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia last Friday. So this was headed in that direction because of those realities, and this now, you know, removes the threat of litigation. And I would say that in any settlement, there's always going to be one side that feels like they have the upper hand. It's hard to look at this without these
things. Is this legal?
I don't know. That's a great question. We had a lawyer call in during the break who suggested that it isn't, and that there's going to be somebody who intervenes here, a legal roadblock that gets in the way again. I'm not sure, and I don't want to pretend to know what the next step is legally, but it would seem that there would be some. This might not be the end of this.
Are they going to allow women to use drivers? That was a Saudi Arabia joke. No, I guess they've changed that law, so I apologize.
Have they?
I think women are now allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't follow it that closely, but I do think it's a legitimate question.
But boy, this is a surprise, and maybe it shouldn't have been based on the legal maneuverings behind the scenes, or maybe the people that have covered the sport. And I'm sure we'll talk to somebody tomorrow to break this down, but this seems to be the big headline. Somebody that, as we're getting a lot of reaction from our text line, people didn't see this coming because the acrimony and the animosity between the two sides has been obvious. It's always a story. Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson, yes, and guys, yes, bickering back and forth. You wonder what that does to this. You wonder how many relationships have been fractured beyond repair. You wonder what this means for the majors. And as Dustin points out, it's an interesting golf question about the game itself. Are PGA Tour events going to be reduced to 54 holes? I hope not.
Well, I don't know anything about it. I mean, we'll learn all the details. What I'd like to know is, could you consider this sort of a hostile takeover of an enterprise, an entity, a sports league? And if that were the case, then is that allowed? I mean, I understand that they were that LIV Golf was suing the PGA, and now they're in partnership with the PGA. That's what's come of it. So that means LIV Golf now is controlling or is a partner?
Partner.
In,
I think partnership would
allowed,
be the way.
Are you allowed to do that? Can you have, you know, this is actually a very big question in international soccer. Should a state-sponsored owner exist in your country? Should a state be allowed to buy a sports franchise and run it in your country?
That's a good question. I think it's also an uncomfortable one to answer if, in fact, the state-sponsored entity that you're acquiring or merging with comes from Saudi Arabia and what all that represents. So that would be, an uncomfortable alliance.
Yeah,
that's done, according to the statement, as we're getting more as this trickles out, done, quote, to unify the game of golf.
Okay, so you want to unify the game of golf, but let me ask something. If you were pulling advertising away because you did not want to be part of the sport washing, Are you still doing that? I mean, do you? Let's say you're Nike.
But
pull your money out of the PGA, or are you still in business with them because you've been in business with them?
You caught smack dab in the middle.
So there's a LIV Golf store open up at the airport instead of the PGA store?
Well, theoretically, if you had a partner and it was, you know, a partnership, that would be the case, right? When you have a merger between two business entities, those business entities are both now aligned toward the same goal and the same purpose. So the answer would be yes. But then if you are supporting the PGA Tour and you have a stance against LIV Golf Tour, now where are you? Where do you stand? Who do you support? What are you going to do?
Here's a statement from Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner. After 2 years of disruption and distraction, this is an historic day for the game we all know and love. This transformational partnership recognizes the immeasurable strength of the PGA Tour's history, legacy, and pro-competitive model, and combines that with the DP World Tour and LIV, including the Team Golf concept, to create an organization that will benefit golf's players, commercial and charitable partners, and fans. Going forward, fans can be confident that we will collectively deliver on the promise we've always made to promote competition of the best in professional golf, and that we are committed to securing and driving the game's future. We are pleased to move forward in step with LIV and the PIF's world-class investing experience. And I applaud PIF Governor Yasir Al-Ramayan for his vision and collaborative and forward-thinking approach that is not just a solution to the rift in our game, but also a commitment to taking it to new heights that will engender a new era in global golf for the better.
Well, I applaud you for taking on that statement because of the name pronunciation. That was well done.
Double speak.
Well done. This is double speak.
Cover up, double speak.
This is mumbo jumbo.
There you go.
Blah, 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 blah. This is trying to rationalize what's happening today that we aren't quite sure yet if it is entirely legal, will be upheld, or where it's going moving forward. I don't understand. I guess my initial reaction is that after 2 years of disruption and distraction, what was the root of that disruption and distraction? Why wasn't the LIV Golf Tour embraced, Molly? And it goes back to a lot of reasons. What do you stand for? What are you standing up for? What happened to that? Are those just now not principles that you are trying to uphold? Do you not care about Saudi Arabia's history with human rights? Are you ignoring all those things that caused such an intense reaction by many golf fans 2 years ago?
It's easy to read a statement, but you know, you should interpret it. So after 2 years of what do you call it, disruption, I mean, give me a break with this.
Do you see any other, like,
it's not
a compromise of integrity.
This is not an AFL-NFL merger.
No.
Okay?
No.
It is a compromise of integrity. Thank you. It is accepting that we're not going to win the lawsuit, so we better partner up.
Who are you partnering? Who are you going to partner up with?
It's great for the game.
Do you accept everything about your partner? You're going
exactly.
to join hands with this partner and move forward and try to sell it off as a historic day in golf. It's a sad day in golf for me. I'm not the biggest golf fan, so maybe other people who are can weigh in. But to me, this is what I just said. It's a compromise of integrity and a bad day for the sport.
Yeah, I mean, we have a texter accusing us of pearl clutching. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
What?
Whatever.
Okay. That's fine. Everybody's got an opinion.
312-644-6767. Bob's in Wheaton. Hi, Bob.
What's going on, guys? I just really quick. I think the two like stories that you guys have been main focused on are like perfect for what's going on today with the LIV stuff. between the Stroman, the way that these guys, these individuals are constantly being scrutinized, and then these corporations, these big organizations, you know, they're the ones virtue signaling the MLB for years dealing with steroids, and then now they want to tell people they can't shuffle. And then I think we're seeing that these organizations that we've been watching for years are only as good as the benefit to cost analysis, because as soon as it started to cost them some money, all of a sudden they're right in bed with Liv. So I just think that on today, when a lot of people want to talk about Stroman and how this baseball, you know, they want to virtue signal, it's bad, it's not good for the game. And then this comes across the pen with the PGA mixing with Liv, which I don't know anything about. And I'm part of the problem too, because I don't know anything about Liv. I'd rather talk about baseball. Baseball, you know, so it's a very interesting day in sports for both of these things kind of to be happening here in Chicago.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah. I don't know if there's that tight of a connection, but it's fair that you made one, and I think that it's interesting the points that you pointed out. I just think when you look at what happened with golf, the player's reaction is something to keep an eye on as well.
Sure.
Because the initial reports in ESPN.com and other websites is that they can't even fathom what this means for many of the reasons that we are trying to articulate here. That this was the wrong thing to do, the evil empire, if you will, for the last 2 years. Then all of a sudden it's going to unify the game of golf.
We have a couple texters talking about a boycott of the PGA. Apparently that doesn't exist anymore. We don't know what it's called. So, I mean, I don't even know where you go to boycott.
I don't know what you, I know.
Let's try Patrick. He's in Palatine. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. First time caller. When I saw the alert from my news alert about the merger, I was shocked. I was at the gym on the treadmill. I'm like, what the heck? But, yeah, after hearing this news, I got to say, true to myself, I did not watch Liv. I didn't care what events they were on. I didn't go to the Chicago event. I was planning to go to Olympia Fields in August for the PGA Tour event. I can't anymore. I'd rather just save the money. I'm planning not to watch any PGA Tour events, probably only the majors just because they're not PGA Tour run. But, that's about it.
Thanks for the phone call. I think we're all going to continue to watch the majors because it may be part of your tradition. Everybody has a Masters Sunday routine, or they like watching, you know, the British Open for different reasons. And I speak for myself, include that. I'm more of a casual golf fan than a diehard. But I think this is everybody in a certain way. I mean, you can make your decisions, and it's going to be difficult to justify maybe paying attention to golf, maybe watching it or participate. I don't know what. However people are going to react to this, I have a hard time seeing.
What happens
it is a good thing.
What happens to Phil Mickelson if he's got a contract with Liv Golf and Liv now is something other? I mean, does he get paid more? Does he not get paid?
The rich get richer. I don't know.
I'm sure he doesn't lose anything.
I can't see Liv Golf having anything, but they're still going to pay out the winnings for their tournaments if they are still having those tournaments. I can't see anybody getting poorer because of this.
Texter wonders,
guys who didn't go.
Texter wonders, how do I boycott something I never cared about?
Well, I kind of can relate to that a little bit, because I golf is it's a tough putt, if you will. Because
I watch the majors. And I watch the final day of the majors, and if a golf tournament is on, I enjoy like the kind of solitude of it, that, you know, it's a very calming type of thing. But I wouldn't sit around and tape a golf tournament and watch it back. Some people do that. Some people love the game.
815, gentlemen's game just became dirty.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's probably about as accurate as you can get.
A lot of reaction, and a lot of people as unhappy as you might imagine because of the unexpected nature of this announcement. Yeah. Now, if you're following the legal maneuvers closely, maybe you're not surprised, but I think most of the sports world is.
Dave is listening online. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys. I couldn't agree more strongly with, I think, both of your sentiments, maybe more, Paul. But You know, I'm relatively new to this game. I just retired. I'm 75. I've taken up golf this past year with a vengeance and have just been gobbling down as much PGA golf as I can watch. This whole LIV thing unfolded just as I was beginning to get interested. And Molly, I think you made a comment that sort of resonated with me for these last, whatever it's been, 2 years. I think you called it the Bone Saw Tour, which I think is an apt title for this sports washing issue. If I misapplied it, I'd take it anyway, because I think it's a great description. But, you know, I don't get it. It's a what little bit I've seen of LIV. I think somehow we ended up getting something streamed on our cable, and, you know, I saw some of it. It's just lazy, you know, just cakewalking around. It was not compelling, you know, golf at all. The PGA Tour for me has been very exciting and fun to see. And now I think that bubble has popped. And to be honest with you, this sounds perhaps maybe like a hollow comment, but I will no longer watch a PGA tournament on television. I don't buy anything from Amazon, never will. I just am a believer that these kind of large corporate bullshit deals, you know.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Aaron. I understand you getting upset.
It's understandable. You know, he referenced the ignoring LIV golf tournaments. It's not hard to ignore them, and I think a lot of people have been. They've been on, what, the CW network, and those ratings have been microscopic. So it's not as if
this has nothing to do with television ratings.
Not at all. Right? Not at all.
This has to do with them suing
their
competitor into submission.
If people were trying to say that they're not going to ignore the LIV Golf Tour,
you don't have to work at it.
We're already doing that.
You did that.
This is
already.
Just maybe it's more symbolic than anything, more troubling than anything. The fact that this alliance is so uncomfortable and what it represents overall, all the things that we objected to 2 years ago are now back in front of us, and they're accepting them, and it just seems real inconsistent and illogical.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Lawrence, and we'll talk to them, and then we'll get some kind of a skin peel or something to stop talking about it. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.